Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Now we'll check in with Scotty again right before blown off at 7:45.
Perfect. Listen, it is a fantastic Friday Tampa Bay train wreck.
Oh,
I love these, especially on a Friday. I want you to put your thinking caps on, okay?
All right.
A man in Clearwater was arrested for doing something inside of a laundromat that he said helps his anxiety. I'm just going to tell you right now, he was not doing his laundry.
Okay.
And let's see. The police in Clearwater got a call around 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Tuesday. This 20-year-old guy was inside of a 24-hour laundromat.
Hmm.
And when the cops got there, he said that it helps with his anxiety.
Man, let's try to figure out what he was doing.
What was he doing that helps his anxiety that he should not have been doing inside of a 24-hour laundromat?
Was he having personal time?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Yep.
He wasn't just having personal time. He was watching adult material on his phone.
Sir.
While he was sitting in the laundromat.
What are you doing?
With his pants off.
Oh, gosh. What are you doing?
Personal. Miguel, he
go home.
Relieving his anxiety.
Go home and relieve your anxiety. Don't do it in public. Go
Maybe
home.
Maybe it's a better set of relief if it's in the laundromat because it smells like fresh laundry.
Well, go get some Gain detergent and pour it on your body and do it at home.
Of course, this was a Tampa Bay train wreck. Like, why?
Of course.
Sir, why? Why do you give us this sort of reputation?
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why the rest of the nation makes fun of us. Thank you so much, sir. All right, let's talk Hurricane Florence quickly because, I mean, everyone is talking about it. It's all over social media. It's all over the news. So we have got to touch on it. Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm and has practically stalled over eastern North Carolina, and the conditions are bad there. Wind speeds are about 90 miles an hour. Can you imagine?
Gosh.
I mean, even with a Category 1, do you want any kind of hurricane slamming into you?
Absolutely not.
Wind speeds are about 90 miles an hour. There is major flooding in coastal towns, and power outages are affecting thousands along the coast. So from what I understood about maybe 30 to 45 minutes ago, they were saying that the eye was coming ashore because the eye wall about 6 o'clock this morning was bearing down. So they might be right in the eye as we speak. You know what it was like a year ago.
Yeah.
And almost exactly a year ago to go through this. So
We will be sending, obviously, our thoughts and prayers. And then once the damage is assessed, we can see what sort of aid we can provide because they're going to need all sorts of supplies and materials and whatnot.
Right, exactly. So we'll keep them in our prayers, definitely. Also wanted to give you a little heads up that something really handy for your shower is coming this November.
Oh.
Urban Outfitters just started selling a new product called the Sipski Shower Wine Glass Holder.
Yes. Tell me more, Holly.
Okay, and can I just, for the record, point out that the article that I found this on thought that this was an extra accessory that you don't need, and I was like, shut your mouth. It is a waterproof device. It holds a wine glass, and it suctions to the wall of your shower, so you can take your glass of wine into the shower and have a secure place for it while you're getting your hair done and stuff.
Yes, I need... Well, because you know when you go in the shower, especially tonight, if you're about to go out somewhere and you're like, ooh, you got your little cocktail.
You get your pregame.
Yeah, but then when you get in the shower, you got to like, especially if you're not drinking beer, you got to put it outside of the shower.
Or like dump it into like some plastic cup, or even then it could tip.
And I want my soap, my body wash, my shampoo getting in my wine.
Same.
I think this is perfect. I'm down for it.
It is a great idea. Now, here's the thing. You can pre-order it, but they are set to ship in November. So November, that's when you can enjoy shower wine courtesy of Urban Outfitters.
Ready for the holidays.
right? That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, we got to do two things. We got to check in with Brandon to see why he hasn't heard from Gloria. They met at their friend's mutual apartment complex, okay? They had a little party there.
Yeah.
And that's where Brandon met Gloria. And actually, she went back to his apartment.
Oh.
Yeah. But
okay.
He hasn't heard from her since then. So we've got to find out exactly what's going on. And then we got to check in with Scotty the Body.
Yeah.
To get another clue about where he is so you can go behind the scenes with 5 Seconds of Summer. We'll do that at 7:45.